Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine on a beautiful Saturday in the United States. I am so excited to have everyone join me. I want to tell you all how special you are to me. I appreciate you supporting my show and being there with emails of support and love. This Whiplash Talk show was started as my personal journey through sudden change, having to do with the passing of my mother in January of 23, and then the passing of my many-year partner, Bill, in March 30th of this year. And I found that I basically in what a lot of people call, you know, the dark night of the soul, which I really didn't understand until I was thrown smack dab into the middle of it and made a lot of sense then. So I've said that I was going to be brutally honest with you guys because I went looking for some help for people that were like in the throes of battle with me that could help me figure out how to navigate through. And all I found were perfectly beautiful, clean fish that were all clean and fluffy and fresh that talked about they had their dark night of the soul, but yet they're already through it. And I'm like, I need somebody that will get in the trenches with me and make me not feel like I'm totally losing my freaking mind. So, sorry, BBS. I said freaking. But anyway, I am just so glad that you guys have joined me. And even if I told BBS Radio when I started this show, even if I only reach one person and help them through a tough time, then this show's been 110% worth it. And sharing my pains and my sorrows and my victories and my joys and my ups and my downs and my thoughts about what's going on in the world and how left is right and up is down. And there's this swirling chaos of energy around, but yet still trying to find my joy and my peace and my centeredness and my being grounded in the middle of all of it and just being real with you guys. And so in the world full of chaos and change in my life, I've said before, it's not really about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And I invited each and every one of you to be my dance partners. And so thank you. Thank you for being a part of Whiplash Talk and for being my dance partners, because it truly has meant a world of difference to me to know that I'm not walking through it alone. There are other people that are going through it, and I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger, and I'm believing the same for you. I've often asked, have you ever wondered why some people seem to get all the sunshine and others all the shadow? And I'm like, it's crazy, but sometimes you run into people that it seems like they're kind of on this repetitive cycle to where about the time they think they get ahead, then they get back on, you know, the merry-go-round and around they go again. And it's kind of been like my life. I've always felt called to a very high philanthropic calling. And yet I've always been hit the hardest in my finances. It's the weirdest thing. But now that I know what's going on in the world, and the more that I'm plugged into Q, and the more that I listen to him and Mermaid and Asha and Billy and everybody that I've listened to from like the Q cube, I realize that the more that you, I have a purpose, and my purpose, I chose to come back at this time for this season and for this reason. And if I know that I'm called to a philanthropic mission, well, then damn sure know that the people that work against me know, because, you know, they kind of are tuned in too. So, and then when you put it out there and say it on radio and it goes all over the world, then they surely know. But it actually kind of energizes me to know, wow, they're kind of afraid of me. And they're afraid of when, not if, but when I truly the scales come off and I truly know my complete calling and my complete mission, that I'm a force, that Source in me is truly a force to be reckoned with. I don't know if you guys understand or are sensing like I am. I'm sure you are. You guys are all pretty tuned in. The energies right now are crazy. I mean, I didn't even know how to put a word to it. They're intense. They're powerful. They are a little confusing sometimes. One day, all the energy seems to be going the right way and it's a good day. And then the next day, it's like everyone is against you and on edge. And you say one word just in a wrong tone or in a wrong manner, and it's fight is on. It's crazy what I'm witnessing. So I'm just sharing all this so you guys will know that you're not alone. It's a crazy time right now. And, we're going through ascension. And so we all are having probably different impacts, different symptoms of going through ascension. Do I have all the answers? I wish I did, because if I did, I would give every one of them to you. And I would help guide you as best I could, as allowed by spirit, allowed by Source. But I don't have all the answers. But I do have compassion for each and every one of you. Some of you are ahead of this walk that I'm on, and some of you are you walking right along beside me, and some of you are coming up behind, and I'm going, come on, grab my hand, let's go. So today I asked Source, what are we going to do today? What do you want to talk about, and what do people need to hear? And just use me and speak through me and guide me. And I know this sounds kind of odd, but I have this poem that Lucia Nicola Evans wrote after we talked about something. She said something and I looked at her and I said, that is a poem waiting for you to write. She writes beautiful poems. And she wrote this with the group that I told you guys about that I was doing with the group of ladies. And I read it on the last show, but I really wanted to read it again just in case people are tuning in that didn't get last week's show. Or a last show was 2 weeks ago. And the poem is called I Let Go. And again, it's by Lucia Nicola Evans. Fabulous person. Fabulous, fabulous person. I let go. I let go of the false me to allow the true me to live through me. Who is the false me? The false me is the part of me I thought was me. If I am not who I thought I was, then who am I? Who am I really? Let's see. When I let go of who I thought I was, then what and who is left? There is a vast space that opens up that doesn't seem to have a beginning or ending. It feels infinite, an energy that is felt beyond thought, a frequency of purity that feels whole and full, yet empty at the same time. Connecting to this space and looking for who is there, no one seems to appear. And yet, there is a presence so loving and healing. A deep peace and unlimitedness is here. There is no definition, no right or wrong, only an exquisite sense of deep, deep peace. Inside of a beautiful golden light. This experience is intoxicating and reassuring. To the one who thinks and has fears and anxieties, and identifies as someone within the human experience. The true me that lives through me is loving and whole within itself, not needing anything or anyone. Only to recognize itself as itself, as pure, unconditional love. Are you willing to let go of the false you, the idea of you, or the role of you, to allow the true you to live through you? There is a sense of aliveness that is magical as life unfolds, still presenting challenges to overcome, yet there is guidance present to you. From here, by allowing life to live through you as a living intelligence that is innocent and wise, is to live a fulfilling life full of an all-loving presence that is everywhere. Do you dare to let go of the false you, to allow the true you to live through you? I dare you, and set yourself free. By Lucia Nicola Evans. So I dare you. I dare you to dig deep. Let go of the false you and let the true you live through you. I think that is one of the most beautiful poems I've ever heard. And it's so in the right season for right now, for those that are going through the ascension process. We are all in different phases of our awareness and our growth. But I think everybody can relate and everybody can tap into that wisdom. I think let's start off. I asked for some guidance on kind of where we were, you know, kind of, you know, we just came out of summer and now we're going into fall and then winter and spring to kind of see kind of where we're going. And so in the summer, in my woodland warden's guidebook, I got a card and it's called The Mouse and Buttercup. And the meaning is innocence. And it talks about like the mouse and the buttercup, both cards mark the start of a journey. Now this is the summer that we're just coming out of, okay? So it marks the start of a journey. Both remind us that we have much to learn. Mice are grounded and innocent, yet anyone who has dealt with a mouse in their house knows they are determined and highly adaptable. The mouse is paired with the humble buttercup, the symbol of childhood innocence. Have you ever held a buttercup under your chin? According to centuries-old children's games, if the reflection of the flowers glows yellow on your skin, it reveals that you like butter. Well, it would glow for me, let me tell you. I do like my butter. And then it says, you are embarking on a journey. This is for summer, the summer that we're just coming out of in our past. You are embarking on a journey or starting down a new path. Remember that innocence and a lack of understanding are not negative qualities. Instead, they remind us of our capacity for growth, adaptability, and learning. And then for our current season, the word is stagnation, and the lizard and the pitcher plant. And it talks about the carnivorous pitcher plant traps its prey within its leaves. The lizard, which may occasionally find itself ensnared in the pitcher plant's trap, has come to represent death and resurrection, as it possesses the unique ability to drop its tail when struck. A new tail can grow in the old one's place, though it is never quite the same as the original. So this is the season that we're going into. This is, you know, we just came out of summer. We're going into fall. And it says, you may be feeling stuck or frozen in place or without an escape. Reflect on the lizard's ability to shed and regrow its tail. There may be things in your life you can leave behind, making way for new growth. So what could you drop in order to feel like you're moving forward again? I'm just posing the question. So coming out of winter, we'll be going into spring, and that was the boar and the pumpkin, and that talks about confidence. And it says, with the winding vines and large, heavily seeded fruit, pumpkins signify abundance, health, and resilience. Meanwhile, the fierce and intelligent boar is known for its sharp tusks and aggressive movements. Combined, the boar and pumpkin embody self-assurance. Remember, this is we're going into our fall season, and then this is our winter that we're talking about. Your confidence is well-founded. Any insults or attempts to damage your morale will roll off your back. You are thick-skinned like the pumpkin and courageous like the boar. I think with the things going on in the world, I think being a little thick-skinned and courageous is spot on what we're going to be going through and coming out of on the other side. And I love Source in us, and I love that even when the flesh part of us, these earth suits, these bodies, that I'd like to talk to the engineers on this body. But these bodies, even though they have glitches and catches and odd things about them, try to remember and take the focus off of the physical and put it back onto Source. Source in you. That is the real you. And it talks about your confidence is well founded. Any insults or attempts to damage your morale will roll right off your back. You are the pumpkin and courageous like the boar. So what accomplishments are you proud of? You know, what can you think about on that? And then after, you know, we had summer and the fall was the lizard and the pitcher plant. And then winter is the boar. And then spring is the horse and the bluebell. And that's called modest fortitude. Its downcast blooms cause the bluebell to bow gently as its stem symbolizing modesty. In contrast, the horse is a striking creature, proud and muscular, able to bear great loads and travel long distances. It is known for its superior strength and stamina. Taken together, the horse and bluebell remind us that the greatest feats are the results of much humble practice. Work quietly and consistently this spring. The time to shine will present itself in the future. But for now, focus on your process rather than its reward. And I just thought that was really good wisdom, because we're all at different places in our journey, but yet don't put your focus on what the reward is. Put your focus on the process, getting yourself through the process, and not hurtling over or jumping over things that you should work through or grow through. So I just thought we'd talk today a little bit about where I'm at and how we're growing and moving and shaking. I've shared with you some of the stuff I've gone through at work. We're still going through some of those challenges. We had a motion to dismiss on a case for the jurisdiction I work in, having to do with some issues. I really can't get into too much detail since we are having law things going on. But anyway, there was a motion to dismiss. We countered. It went before the judge, and the judge did not dismiss. We tried to settle very fairly, I believe, and the person that represents this particular company believes that that actually I have a personal vendetta against them and that they have proof. And I'm like, where is this coming from? Well, you and I know where it's coming from. The more that you tap into who you are and where you're going, the more that you become kind of a target. So I still have my city manager's 110% support. and we'll believe, you know, we'll just keep trying to settle out. And if we don't, then we'll go to court and we'll win. So, but that's where we're at on that. That has been a great source of, I wouldn't say it's peace. I don't want to say it's stress, but it's been a great source of time wasting. It's just constant trying to stay on top and cross all the T's and dot all the I's while still doing other things that my job entails. So that is the job side of things. The personal life side of things, still miss my mom every day. It's better. It's a lot better. It's coming up on 2 years in January. And at the first time I listened to Q, I've said this before on the show, but I'll bring it up again. The very first time that I really sat down with Bill and listened all the way through with Q, and at that time I was back with, it was in January of 23. We sat down and listened to a show, and at the very end, and I know the timing was right. I just believe that always the timing is right. But at the very end of the show, he was talking about, the recycling center, and when people pass away, or when people transition, that they're tricked, and then they go through the recycling center, and then okay, well, here's your three worst choices. Pick the least worst one and go back and sign up again, and here you go, because they didn't know that they could just transition past being hoodwinked. And so Bill and I both were pretty strong into our Christian faith. We'd studied, the Bible for many years, and probably could quote it pretty well. And so I just kind of gotten through that, like, okay, well, that was a big lie. Bill was very gentle at what we would call red pilling me. He spoon fed me a little bit at a time, and a little drip drip here and a little drip drip there, and a little cue about a frazzle drip here and a little, leakage about, Area 51 there. And I always knew what it was because I grew up in Texas, the panhandle of Texas. And so I always knew where Area 51 was, but I sure didn't know all of the information that Q and Mermaid have and all that, and on Amatron. So little by little, I was red pilled. And so when I heard this and the show ended, and I heard that, the recycling center situation, with big crocodile tears in my eyes, I looked at Bill and I said, "Where is my mom?" Because I always believed that I'm doing the air quotes, you can't see that, but I would see her again in air quote heaven. And I look at Bill and I'm like, "Where is my mom?" And he said, with a long pause and a very soft, gentle voice, "I don't know." And that was my introduction to Q. I knew about Q. I knew about Q drops. I'd heard little snippets and pieces that, Bill had shared with me, but that was the first time I listened to a full show. We had just made it back from my mother's funeral, and literally 2 or 3 days after we buried my mother, we were back here before he had to transition back up to where he lived full time. And I was like, oh, okay. So the thing that I was holding on to the most was, I'll see her again. And I didn't know enough about, that we are source and that we are always here and that she's still there. I just don't know where she is, that kind of thing. So I was a little lost, and it was pretty devastating. So I had a dog paddle through that, and then all the friend base that I had would think, as as Bill would say, the cheese had done slid off my cracker. All my friends would think that if I went to them and said, okay, my mom is not in heaven, heaven doesn't exist, and you've been hoodwinked, so have I, and I can't really tell you where she is, but she ain't there. So I kind of had to suffer in silence because I didn't know what to do. And that is how Whiplash Talk really got birthed. It birthed a little later, probably about a year later. I think I started in February, a year after my mom passed. And I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look. But Bill, as I've shared before, had been diagnosed with stage 4 metastasized colon cancer with a 5% chance of living. And he beat it off for almost 6 years. And he was doing a lot of natural stuff. We didn't, you know, he went through a round of chemo. He's like, this stuff is not good. And was doing what he knew. He was very smart at digging and learning and was doing the ivermectin and the fenbendazole and was doing all of that and was doing great. But in the end, he lost the physical battle. But I will tell you this. I don't know. He hasn't come down and appeared to me and said, this is what I'm doing. But this particular person, this man that I knew in the flesh as a physical person body, was a warrior, an absolute warrior and protector and fighter, and had previous law enforcement connections, worked, you know, was retired law enforcement. And I just sense that he is up there battling for us and is right in the middle of this war. I don't know that. I haven't seen that, but I sense it. So that's kind of where I'm at. Miss him crazy, crazy bad. BBS Radio comes to my rescue when I get choked up and can't talk. Thank you. I love you guys so much. So I am back with you and we're moving forward. I wanted to talk about, so anyway, Bill's doing something out there that I believe is special. And so we'll just move on. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what's going on right now in not just the United States, but in the world, but with the election going on in the United States, the whole world is watching to see what happens. And quite honestly, it's somewhat embarrassing, everything that's going on and with a particular party and particular president that's still the president, but is not really in the presidential role. And we've got the vice president running for president. And I listened to the Joe Rogan interview with President Trump this morning. It was posted probably about 3-4 hours I was probably say about 2 or 3 hours before I woke up, 2 or 3 hours, somewhere around there. And it was a 3-hour interview, and I thought, whew, that's going to be a long one. But it was good. And I caught it on Spotify, but I bet it's probably on Rumble as well. And I would recommend anybody that can get their hands on that and listen to it to listen to it. And Joe Rogan and President Trump really, they interrupt each other, but they actually fed each other. And they actually, it was kind of a push-pull, you know, you lead me into a question and I start answering, but then you push back and say, but let's get back on track here. And they really actually did a really great job working together, and they covered a lot of territory, a lot of different things. You know, when are you going to release, you know, the President Kennedy files? And they talked about working with Bobby Kennedy and working on, you know, make America healthy again, and making sure he stayed over on that side of the fence and not over on the environmental fence, where President Trump would like to relax some of the environmental, you know, constraints that have been put on since he left office. So there's humor involved. There's a lot of wisdom involved. There's a lot of deep honesty that is shared, covered so many topics, including talking to pilots that have seen things that they cannot explain on craft that are flying very fast. Nothing that we have could even become close to flying that fast or having the capabilities of being at 50 feet above and then, you know, 500 or 5,000 feet above and, you know, 1.23 seconds or something. You know, I'm just making those numbers up, but I think you guys understand what I'm talking about. And so I'm really interested to see how this benchmark or mark in this quote unquote timeline that we're on, how this crosses over to people that don't normally follow the woo or listen to people that are talking about ETs or what I would call, you know, people, energies, sources that are not from this area or maybe from the other side of where we are or from underneath where we are. So I'm really interested to see if this opens up a whole new world to where, you know, when you're out walking your dog, you're going to be walking and go, oh, well, that doesn't look human. You know, are we going to be, is this going to be where we start seeing different species other than what we would call, air quote, the human species? So anyway, it was really interesting. It was a really good interview. It was like 3 hours, and I enjoyed it. It was long, but it had a lot of good information, and they really played well off of each other. So kudos to both of them. We've talked on here a little bit about, I think last show we talked about our source and about how those silver threads that connect, you know, back to our physical body, and then when the physical body transitions or passes, then those cords are severed. But it's the source never, your source, your spirit never dies. It is always, always alive. And so a long time ago when I got into the book, The Healing Power of Your Aura, and that was by Barbara Martin, that it was so deep for where I was at. And I know Q says, you know, don't read books, just, you know, get into it on your own. But I'm like, Q, I'm in baby steps here. I'm in Crayolas and everybody else is with magic markers or oils on canvas. And I'm still back at, you know, Big Chief tablet and a number 2 pencil. And so I have dug in a little bit to try to get some answers, because I just really didn't even know how to tap into source in me to try to get the answers when I first started. Still struggling on that one, but getting there. And so I want to encourage you guys to start communicating with your source, start communicating and having that inner dialogue and allowing source in you to lead. You know, have that heart that heart-centeredness, that heart energy to lead you through what's coming these next few months. It's a show out there. And if we're not paying attention, you know, you could get caught in a crossfire. You could get caught in somebody having a bad day. And then next thing you know, your high vibration has been hijacked. And we all need to stay high and keep our energy levels high. So just wanted to talk to you about that. So what are you doing? What are you doing to stay prepared? And, you know, we've talked about it before, but, you know, do you have some extra groceries in your house just so that way if you live in a more populated area, maybe you can just stay in. Maybe you don't want to get out if things are going kind of weird in your area or in your hood. And, you know, make sure you take care of your animals too. Don't forget that your animals will need food and water and, you know, just think ahead. I also shared previously on the show, and you know, maybe BBS could help me. Dawn, I might need your help. I want to get my technician license for doing, you know, ham radio. And part of that test includes, you know, the electrical schematics of the radio and all of that. And I'm like, ugh, as you guys can tell, that is not me. I'm more the Susie Sunshine, you know, let's do this. We can do all things. Yes. But I am not the, you know, trim out a window with a Purdy paintbrush without any tape around it. I'm the one that gets the paint all over me. I'm the Sawzall girl. Give me the Sawzall. Tell me which wall you want taken out and it is gone. That's me. I am not the attention to detail trim out a room with a paintbrush and no tape because it'll be a disaster. So I'm encouraging you guys to think about things that might interest you or might come in handy. If, you know, maybe the phones are down or maybe something's down, but yet, you know, maybe ham radio still works. Maybe something still works. And so say, I think I need a homer. They call it a homer. That's, you know, takes new people under their wings to kind of help them study and train for the technician's license. And so I need a homer. So everybody send out positive thoughts that I get a homer to help coach me through this electrical stuff because, yeah, electrical schematics are not my thing. That is just not me. But if you need me to introduce you to someone that would be a perfect match for what you need, I am the conduit. That is what I do. But I'm not an electrician. I'm not an electrical, you know, engineering major. That is a no. Hard no. Hard pass. So anyway, try to find things that will benefit you. Do you have a way to build a fire outside that's safe? Do you have a fire pit in your backyard if you need to just, you know, cook something outside or just, you know, want to have some heat outside? Do you have an alternate source of heat for inside your house that's safe? You know, those kinds of things. I wanted to share with you something that I've always wanted to ask you, and maybe I'll ask him if he's listening. I have no idea. But have you guys ever wondered why I live in an area where it seems like everything that creeps and crawls is either venomous or poisonous or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what is going to happen after ascension? I'm the person that will, like, catch spiders and put it outside if I can. Now, have I ever killed a bug? Yeah. I have, and I do feel guilty about it, but I really truly love critters and believe that, you know, they're pretty intelligent. They're pretty cool. But have you ever wondered why do we have venomous snakes and why do we have poisonous spiders and why do we have, I think they're like somebody made them, but why do we have ticks that carry bad diseases? And why do we have fleas? And what is the purpose of chiggers? Dear God, what is the purpose of chiggers? So, and mosquitoes. I mean, and then, you know, you hear that we have bioengineered mosquitoes and bioengineered ticks. And it's like, My question is, after ascension, do they just go back to being nice little critters? Or do they just poof, vanish because they're bad little critters? Or what happens to, you know, back in the Christian ways, you know, the lion and the lamb laying down together? So are the tick and the dog going to lay down together, and the tick doesn't attack the dog, and the fleas don't attack the dog, and the chiggers don't attack me? I know it sounds funny, but I really don't know what happens. And, you know, just because ascension is happening doesn't mean that the world's coming to an end. It's not. And for those of us that are truly called to be philanthropic and to help and to guide and to lead and direct and redirect the course of growth for this world, it may be a silly question and Q may laugh at me. And that's fine. I love laughing. But what happens? What happens to all of these critters that have been harmful in the past? So there's my answer. There's my question. Maybe you guys know. If you do, yeah. Don't blow up BBS radio. I mean, don't send thousands of emails in. But what happens to these critters? And what happens to us? Because, you know, there are some of us that, you know, we've got warriors out there and people that are, you know, they've been trained military and, you know, trained warriors. Is there ever going to be a place and time to where we all are at peace? I hope so. I really, really hope so. But right now, I mean, we are at a point to where the dark knows that they're going down the proverbial drain, and they are throwing everything that they have left, knowing that they're not going to make it, but they're still going to see how many of us they can take down with them as they go. So keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes open. Keep your commands going. And stay in your highest energy. Don't let them get you down on their level. And they're going to try. You know, right now I'm in a lawsuit at the place where I work, and it's not fun. And the allegations are not nice, but I know my heart, and I know the peace that I have. And I know source prevails. So I encourage you, stay focused, stay alert, and let the work be done that's being done. So I thought that we would do a little bit of, on this last, I think I've got about 15 minutes left, about 10, 15 minutes left. And I thought that maybe we would just kind of go into, I want to encourage you guys to tap into what I would call your light language. It's a language that you may have heard from others, or you have a sense inside of you, or this stirring inside of you, and it wants to come out, and you don't really know what it is. This is what I believe. I believe it's a language that we know from source, from it comes from within. And it's a language that I believe that is a very healing, empowering, loving, transcends all words language. I have been involved in music ever since I was a little girl. I would sit on the piano bench and turn pages for my mom while she played the piano. And so I have been involved in music pretty much my entire life. Every time mom would clean house on Saturday, I'd hear her dusting the ivory keys, you know, with a dust rag. And the next thing you know, she's sitting down and playing. So music was always in my house. And music is something that, even if you don't know the words and you're in another country, Even if you hear the beat or the music, or as we would say, the harmonics of a song, it will transcend I may not know the words, but I will feel the power. I will feel the energy. And so tapping into your light language can really be something that is healing for you, soothing for you, but even more importantly, something for you to share with others. I have always been a little shy about my musical talents. I've always used, but if I use them in, like, let's say band or orchestra, I always had, you know, people around me. So you weren't out there like naked on stage, you know, by yourself solo with a spotlight on you. And I do believe that stage fright is something that people experience. I think it's to keep you out of one of your giftings, one of your callings, because it keeps you from tapping into and blessing others. And so that's something that I've always battled with. I was in all state and all region band and orchestra, and in a very big state. I grew up in Texas, and so I wasn't bad at what I did at all. But when I would have to do solos, or when I would have to do something by myself, I struggled, because it's kind of odd. I look at it as kind of a reverse pride situation. Like, what if people don't like what I sound like? And more on voice, whenever I would sing, instrumental was a little different, but I still had it. But it was still kind of a reverse pride issue. And so I've learned to kind of just push through it. And so I thought, you know, probably in this last 5 minutes or so, that I would ask you guys to just take a couple of deep breaths with me, and then please join in with me and sing along if you would like. And then we'll just close out the show that way. So if you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But if you are not driving, please just find a place to just maybe sit and just spend the last few minutes with me. Let's take a couple of deep breaths in, and we'll get ready, and then we'll just sing out the show. Okay, let's take in a deep breath of four counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale for 4. Hold. Exhale for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, please feel free to join in as you're led. Yo te akiando na koma, kila rekiando na kama, kola rekiando na kiani. Kolarakyando makani. Kya yado kyando nakama yami. Kolarakyando mayana. Kiyarakyando nashanto kyanahi. Molarakyando nayana. Kiyara yanaya, goyataya maina, goyataya yanakyadani, mokyanda mayanai. Junta kianto naya 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 ni koya to naya makani doshantaya kianto naya ni kya he ando na kiantaya maya na Yonayantayamanayani Kiyandanikyanamayantaya. Golakyanto nakamanahi. Shontaya rakya montaya na. Golakyanto namami. Shontaya kyanamani. Jontaya kyanaya mana. Koyatya kunamani. Golakyanto nakama. Goyantya komanahi. Kiya kya dona kya doni mana. Goyanto kya maya nahi. Yanto yanto ki mahi nahi. Jontaya kiyo nahi mana. Janto kyanto makani. Kyondayanto ya nahi. Jontaya mahi. Kina kyando na mani gana. Kina yando ni gana. Kia na komi gana. See you next week. See you in a couple of weeks, guys. Love to you all. Thank you so much for your support. Stay tuned for Q. Love you guys. Bye.